$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
It's 4 o'clock Tuesday, and it means it's time for Discorder Radio, live on CITR 101.9. This is Wade, joined as always by DJ CJ. It is going excellent, CJ. Gotta turn your mic on, but first we're gonna hear some music. We got so much to cover. Let's just play some tunes. We'll come back, we'll cover all the great things that are happening in and around Vancouver. Start it off right now with The Lion, The Bear, and The Fox. Discord Radio, CITR 1019, the sweet sounds of Christopher Aruda, Corey Woodward, and Ryan McMahon, the Lion, the Bear, and the Fox, currently in the top 20 finalists of the Peak Performance Project, and currently gracing page 13 and 14 of this month's copy of Discorder Magazine. CJ, how are you doing, buddy?
Very good. I love these guys. They are really good. I've checked out most of their stuff on their YouTube channel and have just listened to their entire album yesterday. Brilliant stuff. I love the vocal harmonies that Ryan McMahon brings in.
Nice.
And
they're sporting some pretty good beards there too, eh?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're going for. I don't think they're ever going to shave it. That's just their look now.
Well, so. I've heard that 2013 is the year of the beard. So
as he strokes,
as it. I'm stroking, yes, I had a little trim today, but proud to be amongst my bearded brethren in the Lion, the Bear, and the Fox. Great article, by the way, by Lindsay Chung in this month's copy of Discorder, and she actually reached out to us and let us know these guys are doing a lot with the Peak Performance Project. The artists have to get involved in a community project. These guys are involved in something called Music Heals, which if we're good, we may get to have them in here for an interview in a couple weeks' time. So because they kicked off their tour.
Yeah, you're putting the radar out there.
That I am, and we're going to manifest it. Yes. They kicked off a tour that started that starts today. They'll be back in town in a couple weeks' time, and maybe on a couple of days of their break, which will be October 21st, 22nd, 23rd, when they're back in Vancouver, we'll have those guys in for a chat about what their charity Music Heals is all about. But so much more to cover today. We've got a special guest we're going to introduce very shortly. But CJ, first off, so much was happening in town, in music, over the past weekend. Most notably at the Electric Owl, where always great shows happen.
Yes, and also the Village. Village performed at Electric Owl on Saturday. Louise Burns performed on
Friday. Yes. And it was a better late than never effort.
Yes.
Now, originally at the Electric Owl, they do, and actually, you know, I'll bring you in this conversation. Okay, let's while we're talking, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hello.
This is Sarah Singa, Sarah Sanga, our brand new intern here on Discord Radio.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you ever go to the Electric Owl?
I have been there. It's a great place for music, for sure.
Nice. Yeah. What's one of the better shows you've seen there?
I saw, he's actually a Vancouver artist. His name's Teen Days.
Mm.
And it's like dreamy electro pop. And he was really, really good. And
sounds a bit like Dreamboat, who performed at Rifflandia Festival.
Is Teen Days one of the guys from Gang Signs?
Not that I know of.
No. Sure. Okay. Anyways, Sarah, accordingly, if you're listening to this, join our conversation.
So as you may know, at the Electric Owl, what normally happens is if there's a live rock act, it'll play earlier and then the DJs will come on around 11 o'clock and kind of turn to a whole clubby atmosphere. That was the plan that CJ and I were sticking to for Friday night. We got there nice and early. CJ a lot earlier than myself.
I did. You didn't.
Well, at least there were some nice people at our table we had a chance to chat with.
Yes, very nice.
Including Kia, the guy who organizes the Ponderosa Music Festival. We'll talk more about that
in the
coming weeks. So Friday night was Louise Burns and Golden Youth. Louise Burns, of course, did a lot of the vocals in their latest album, Beyond Wilderness. And so we got there to check out Louise as well as Golden Youth, thinking they'd be on early and then the DJs would come in later. But little did we know that the DJs were going to cancel, so everything got pushed back. Louise didn't start till about 10:15. I had to leave at 10:30, so I only saw three songs. Although I did get a photo of her performing her second track, and she retweeted it, which was a positive little victory for the fact that I was only there for three songs.
Yeah, us old men here at Discorder Radio love our retweets.
Well, that's when we get some new blood in, like interns that can help us with our social media prowess.
But nonetheless, it was a great show. I stuck around after you left. Definitely enjoyed the beginning of Golden Youth, and then just had to leave because I was way too tired that night. But yeah, it was great overall. I mean, we saw them back in Kelowna, brought back those memories.
Yep.
It was really great to see them again.
They also headlined the Burrard stage at Catalano Fest the following weekend. So they had a big summer, and this was their last show in Vancouver for 2013. Unfortunately, I didn't see any of it. I'm glad you saw some of it. And we're always giving the love to the band, Golden Youth, but we thought we'd finally play something from Louise's solo repertoire. So this track is called Ruby, which was the same color of which Louise was illuminated in when I took that photo that got retweeted. There you go. Louise Burns, Ruby, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Ruby from Louise Burns on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. And once again, we had the pleasure of seeing Louise play the Electric Owl opening for Golden Youth on this past Friday night. While that was happening at the Electric Owl, a exciting music conference was underway in Calgary. It was actually happening all weekend long. It's been going on now. Well, the Western Canadian Music Awards was the old name for this festival. It's been rebranded as Breakout West. It was rebranded within the last decade. Last year's was in Whitehorse, Yukon. The year before was in Kelowna, BC. I had a chance to be a part of it in Kelowna. That was very exciting. And this year's was in Calgary. And now essentially what Breakout West is kind of like the Western Canadian Juno Awards. And Sarah Sanga. Excuse me. Our Discord radio intern is also doubling as the Breakout West reporter. So, Sarah, for those listening, why don't you put on your best Breakout West reporter hat and give us the skinny on what went down this past weekend in Calgary.
Okay, so the awards were hosted by Grant Lawrence of CBC, and it really was a night that celebrated Canadian music. The Sheepdogs were awarded Rock Recording of the Year, and Ewan Curry from Saskatchewan took home Songwriter of the Year. Newcomer Hannah Georges picked up the award for Pop Recording of the Year, and Rara took home the Independent Album of the Year. Vancouver-born Madchild, who was formerly in the Swollen Members, received Hip Hop Recording of the Year, and the one and only Jan Arden was honored in the 2013 Hall of Fame.
Nice. Thank you for that great report on Breakout West. A couple of notes there. Madchild, his album, by the way, is called Dope Sick, because apparently it's both. And his former partner in in Swollen Members, Prevail, we had a chance to chat with him a little while back, and we've got a station ID from Prevail. We're not going to play it right now, but I'm just kind of excited that we've got a Swollen Members station ID.
Which, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I played it for you that time, right? Remember? I played it for you in the other room?
Yes.
Yeah. We have to edit out a bit of the swearing. But I was kind of excited about that, so congrats to Madchild. Good to see he's angry as ever. Hannah Georges, who you mentioned, from Vancouver. That's great to see. We had the pleasure of seeing her at Rifflandia a couple weekends ago. Some other names to note in there. Also, Del Barber. Actually, there's a couple of Barbers are winners. Jill Barber was the Francophone Recording Winner of the Year, and Del Barber was the Roots Solo Recording Artist of the Year. Del Barber, of course, was at the Blues and Roots Festival here in Vancouver on Jericho Beach back in July, and CJ and I had a chance to check him out. He was great. If there's time later in the show, we'll place on him as well as some Sheepdogs. This has already been a very Saskatchewan prairies filled show, and there's a lot more prairies love to come. So hopefully we get a chance to hear from those guys. In the meantime, we might as well play our Indie Album Winner of the Year. Congratulations to the band Ra Ra from Saskatchewan. The album's Poets Dead. This track is called, funny enough, Prairie Girl on Discord Radio.
I'm a dear, oh, cut your neck if you get too near. When the chips start falling, I'll stay here. My life in water and whiskey.
CITR is proud to sponsor the first annual Safe Fest, an all-ages, multi-venue, multi-day music festival, October 10th to the 13th in various locations around Vancouver. Centered around the local music community, the festival aims to be an inclusive experience where access is granted to people of all ages not to only experience the live music scene, but also participate in it. All proceeds go to Safe Amplification Society and the Music Tree to help raise money for the establishment of a permanent all-ages live music venue in Vancouver. For more information, go to safefest.ca.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Thank you, Charlie Tuna. We couldn't give you the Swollen Members station ID on cue, but next best thing, actually even better thing, was Charlie Tuna with the station ID of the year.
I like it.
Yeah, what a guy. Don't have too much time to dwell on that because we got a lot to cover back on our Prairie Tribute Show, as it's kind of become. Before that, of course, we were just listening to Ra Ra, who won the Indie Album Recording of the Year at the Breakout West Awards in Calgary over the weekend. Congrats to Ra Ra, and we heard the track Prairie Girl. And again, lots of artists from the prairies did really well, including the Sheepdogs. They took home the Rock Recording of the Year, and Ewan Curry, who is the frontman of the Sheepdogs, he was the Songwriter of the Year. Also, again, hype up to our boy Del Barber from Winnipeg, who won the Roots Recording of the Year. Oh, another name also to mention we forgot to talk about earlier was Katami, formerly of Delhi to Dublin, who we also saw at the Blues and Roots Festival.
The Folk Festival.
What did I say?
The Blues and Roots Festival.
You know what? I always get the Blues and Roots Festival and the Folk Fest mixed up because they happen on the same weekend.
They
happen one weekend apart.
Yes.
One's in Burnaby.
Yes.
And again, I mean, folk and blues and roots, it's kind of...
Delhi to Dublin is like heavy dubstep influence, and that you wouldn't see. Either way, yes. Katami is great. She was brilliant at the Folk Festival.
Yeah, and she actually played here at the Pit Pub, believe it or not, last fall. And she won the Electronic / Dance Recording of the Year, and that's with her violinist, rocking. Speaking of violinists, we may hear from Hannah Epperson next week as well, but we're getting ahead of ourselves, back to the prairies. So, Viff is on right now. And there is a segue with the prairies, don't you worry. CJ, have you seen any VIFF films thus far?
No, I haven't, sorry.
Okay, I've seen a few.
Although luckily enough, CIGR has been fortunate to have media passes, so people have been going to see some really wonderful films.
Yes, I should thank CITR. I had a chance to last Thursday go check out a couple films, including The Armstrong Lie, the Lance Armstrong story. Whether you're a sports fan, bike fan, Lance Armstrong, whether you love him or leer him, it was a great flick. Movie I saw last night was very interesting. It was called, actually that's being a little forgiving, it's called Mana Kamana. All it was it was a scene, it was a camera was set up in a cable car as 11 different people in Nepal were riding this cable car up to this sacred temple called Mana Kamana, and the whole movie was just the camera set up in the cable car, and it had 11 different characters their whole ride. So basically, I sat there for 2 hours and watched 11 people go up in a cable car, and that was it. 22 people walked out of that flick last night.
Ouch.
Craziness. But that's you know, VIFF's great like that because you've got all ups and downs, lots of different genres and lots of different themes. 340 films, over 60 countries involved, but a big focus this year, as always, on Canada. And back to our Prairie Tribute Show, I wanted to mention a flick that unfortunately is not playing anymore as part of the festival, but it was on, and as VIFF is still happening, I thought it was relevant. Ray Spoon, who is a singer-songwriter from Alberta, she was featured in a film that was at VIFF, called My Prairie Home, which is, funny enough, the name of her most recent album. I'm just going to read you a quick little... little blurb about the film here. A true Canadian iconoclast, acclaimed transgender country electropop artist Ray Spoon revisits the stretches of rural Alberta that once constituted home. and confronts memories of growing up queer in an abusive, evangelical household. Part travelogue, part character study, Chelsea McMullen's singular film unfolds in coffee shops, bus stations, bars, and recreation centers with her camera finding odd angles from which to examine these communities that have arisen in the middle of nowhere. And this one, of course, features Ray Spoon. The film is My Prairie Home, and her most recent album is called My Prairie Home. Let's play a track off that album and dedicate it to Viff and our Prairie Tribute Show. This one is called God Was On Your Shoulders. On CITR 101.9 Discord Radio.
I was born a child in a child's arms in a snowstorm. Your father left you like his failed church, so you married young to a man who said he'd hold you in. You thought God was on his shoulders. God was on his shoulders. God was on his shoulders and he would do right. It took a month to find out he was mean, but he said that he would kill you if you ever tried to leave. So you had five children and stayed for 16 years, and we learned to hide ourselves. House, he thought God was on his shoulders. God was on his shoulders. God was on his shoulders, and he could do no wrong. When you lost a child, it must have been like hell. You probably wished that you could leave yourself. But there were four more reasons to wake up. On your shoulders, God was on your shoulders, and that's who you talk to. When you finally left my father, I thought that we were free, but then again there was the devil inside of me. So I live without a mother rather than in the church. But if I had my way, I wouldn't
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, God Was On His Shoulders, Ray Spoon and her film My Prairie Home, as part of IF, and that was from the album My Prairie Home. The music continues now on Discorder Radio. One of the bands featured this month is Good for Grapes. This track's called Sequel. We'll talk about them when we come right back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Imagination, I'll wait for the boy's sake as many years. But I can't take the chance. No, I can't take the chance. And some can marry, you cannot stay for the boy's sake anyway.
Good for Grapes on Discorder Radio. The track was called Sequel. Hopefully you got your foot a-stomping there. Yeah, sounding a little Mumford-esque, although according to the article on Good for Grapes, the feature article, which you can find on page 5 in this month's copy of Discorder, they apparently sound like a mix between Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin on shrooms.
As told to them.
By a man. It just says a man told us.
A man told us.
So it could be anybody. It could be 3.5 billion people in this world that could have told them that.
But yeah, I can see it's like the dreaminess, the dreamy evocativeness of Pink Floyd with the crazy, like, old school, what do you call it? Like the physical graffiti stomp of Led Zepp.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. I was thinking more folky. I think of these guys more in the folk genre. I always think of Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd more in the classic rock genre. But, you know, you throw some shrooms into the mix and that could change everything, right?
Shrooms change everything. So.
And really nice individuals. We had the chance to meet these fine lads and lassies. Daniel McBurney, Graham Gomez, Alexa Unwin, Sean McKeegan, Robert Hardy, and Blair Hansen, who all performed in their high school theater production, a very Potter musical. And it was actually during a casual jam session on a ferry on the way back from Victoria that attracted an unprecedented crowd. And suddenly, when they realized the power of their jam session, that's how Good for Grapes was born. Currently, they're in the Peak Performance Project, and they are expecting big things from these guys. We had the chance to meet these individuals about 6 months ago at the UBC block party, which is essentially the April version of the Welcome Back Barbecue. Got to have a chance to chat with them backstage. I've had a chance to stomp a little bit watching them on stage.
True. They were a great performance.
Yeah. Really, really young and kind of wet behind the ears and really wide eyes for just the excitement of this new venture that they're on.
Yeah. They seemed like, I guess that was one of the largest crowds they'd played, and although they did say they enjoyed smaller venues more than anything. And I guess a lot of these artists do, you know. It's a very comforting feeling to play for a smaller, intimate audience than a giant drunk bar. Not bar, but like a block party. I don't know, UBC students expect something different, and then they come in and they just blow their minds anyways.
Oh, yeah. Well, even the article references the Orpheum. One of them said that the Orpheum would be their dream venue, right, to play, as opposed to Rogers Arena. And, you know, the way they keep going this way, they may not be so far off. Although, to be honest, I thought the block party was a great setting because of that real outdoorsy, folky, foot-stomping feel. I feel these guys would be ideal for summer outdoor shows. So I'm sure they're going to have a big, big spring and summer next year. In the meantime, their touring continues. They're in Canmore, Alberta tonight at the Community Cafe. And they're also going to be, I guess they're basically doing a bit of a Western Canadian tour right now. And we'll be back to perform at the Fortune Sound Club as part of the Peak Performance Project in the coming weeks as well. Once again, that was Good for Grapes. The track was called The Sequel. And we're happy to play them here on Discord Radio and happy to have them featured in this month's version of the magazine. So speaking of the magazine and things that are happening in town, CJ, what else is going on? This weekend we got some exciting shows, do we not?
Yes, I believe there's something exciting going on at the Cobalt, which is down on Main and West Georgia.
Technically, although Georgia's such a tiny little street by that point, but yeah.
Yeah, or the Viaduct, basically. Yeah. Yes. Right by the Viaduct, opposite Electric Owl, both of which are great venues.
Yeah, a very, very gritty Vancouver venue, but we've seen some great shows there, including the Discorder live magazine launches we had there back in the spring, and which will be returning in the future, we promise. But so this Sunday, Thanksgiving, we'll be giving thanks not only for all, you know, the greatness that we have in our lives and our families and here in Canada, but we'll also be giving thanks to having sex with strangers. No, I'm not talking about picking up at the Cobalt, although that may happen Sunday night. I am talking about the band Sex with Strangers, who are playing along with Looks to Kill and CITR's own Hooves. Who I'm, you know, I have to admit, I'm really digging their Bandcamp. I've been playing that over and over again. Really, really soothing grooves. Nice, really nice vocals from Paulette.
From the Dear Nevada EP.
Yes, really great sound, Hooves. But we, you know, I don't want to drool over Hooves too much because we played them last week and I believe the week before. So, be considering this is a show that's going to be headlined by Sex with Strangers, why don't we just give them the glory they deserve and play a track from them right about now? If you want to hear more, come this Sunday. Thanksgiving Sunday, the Cobalt, for this great show. This is Times Eclectic with Sex with Strangers. Yeah, right on. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Because you feel not real and always. And when you said you're fine, I didn't know you're UnionEvents.com is pleased to present Streetlight Manifesto.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying? And every cure they gave us was a lie. Oh, they mean it when they say we're dead and doomed.
Seven guys, seven different musical backgrounds, seven different personalities, one band, one unique and unmistakable voice. With guests Mike Park and Dan Potthast. Saturday, October 19th at Venue on Granville Street. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records.
Hi, I'm Hawksley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Beza, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio. Vancouver.
And this is Mountains.
And this is Mountains.
But seriously, it is Mountains.
Yes, thank you, Mounties. Great to meet you guys a couple weeks ago at Rifflandia Festival. Thanks for the great interview. Keep on doing what you're doing.
And of course, you can check out the interview on our SoundCloud page, along with other awesome interviews that we've done over the past summer.
Yes, which can be linked. And there's a link to our SoundCloud page on our Facebook page. Please like us. We're not. There's an ad on for like TD Bank on the radio and commercial radio. It's like, you like us in real life, now like us on Facebook. I'm not going to resort to that, but I felt a little bit like that.
I don't like them at all.
No. But anyway, like them in life.
Either way, great interviews on our SoundCloud page with a bunch of great bands: Tin Pan Orange, Mounties, Zolas. So do check it out.
Gay 90s. Is that up there as yet?
Yes.
That was another one we did at Rifflandia. More to come in the coming weeks. It's been a great summer for us. Now into fall, getting to interview some of the best up-and-comers in Vancouver's indie music scene. Another interview, actually, we played a couple weeks ago, was with Jordan Ardenas, who has had a lot of love from this station. We played him, I interviewed him at Sunfest. CJ gave me a bit of a weird look. He's like, when do we play him?
Yes.
Sunfest. He gave us a great little overview on what Sunfest is all about. Of course, right. Jordan is from the band Phoenix Thunderbird, who has played at some of the Discorder album launches. They played at a lot of the festivals we've been at, and Jordan was the former under-review editor here at CITR. And by the way, Robin is the name of our new interview editor. Welcome, Robin, to the Discorder family. Good to have you on board. But getting back to Jordan Ardenas, he contacted me and said they're doing this really cool event that's happening in about 3 weeks' time. It's their second annual Halloween tribute party. Now, this is not just a funky name for another concert where they want you to dress up on Halloween. This is actually an event where the bands that are involved all dress up as other bands. Really cool concept. Last year we had the New Values were portraying the Buzzcocks. We had Sunshine playing Joy Division, and we had the Defectors as AC/DC. So it started off, they've obviously got some big shoes to fill, but the lineup this year is looking phenomenal. And what we're going to do over the next 3 weeks leading up to the big show, which, by the way, is at, funny enough, the Cobalt, the venue we were just giving praise to a minute ago, where the Sex with Strangers and Hooves show will be this Sunday night. But on Friday, October 25th, it's a second annual Halloween tribute party where four different bands are going to be playing the roles of four up-and-coming Vancouver bands will be playing the roles of four.
No way up-and-coming, but already up and...
Way off, flying high in the sky. Some have flown so high they've had to come back down, including. So what we'll do is we'll tickle it this way. We're going to tell you who the bands are for this event, but then stick around. I'm not going to tell you who the feature band today is playing. So that's what we're going to do for the next 4 weeks. We're going to do our second. We're going to do our Halloween tribute party hype up track, where we're going to play the Vancouver band, and the song that comes right afterwards is the band they're going to be covering. So here we go. I'm going to set it up for you who else is playing. We've got Girlfriends and Boyfriends. They're going to be covering The Police. We've got Shearing Pinks. Going to be covering The Troggs. And for those that are not familiar with the Trogs, they did the track Wild Thing way back in the 60s. And we've got Billy Corgan's shaved head covering, wait for it, Smashing Pumpkins. Go figure. Billy Corgan's shaved head covering Smashing Pumpkins. And right now, we're going to play Jordan Arden's band. It is Phoenix Thunderbird. And if you're wondering who they're covering, well, you got to stick around, listen for the end of this track, because we're going to be mixing in the band they're covering. But in the meantime, this is Phoenix Thunderbird on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Halloween tribute hype up track, tribute artist. I don't know what to do. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
That was epic.
That was awesome.
I just realized why I love Metallica in my subconsciousness.
Nice. Trapped Under Ice from Ride the Lightning from 1984, Metallica. And they, yes, are the band that will be covered by Phoenix Thunderbird at the October 25th Halloween tribute show, along with Shearing Pinks, Boyfriends and Girlfriends, and Billy Corgan's Shaved Head. And every week for the next 3 weeks, we're going to be playing the Vancouver band and the band they're tributing, and maybe even have our little Halloween tribute hype-up track announcement in the middle, too, if you're lucky. And by the way, Metallica to Ray Spoon. What an eclectic show here at Discord Radio today.
Eclectic.
Times eclectic.
Times eclectic. It was great.
Yes. And, of course, that was a reference to the Sex with Strangers track.
Which is actually called Times Electric.
Yes, who are playing this time plus 4 hours from now on Sunday night, October 13th, Thanksgiving.
Yes, and tonight, what's happening tonight, Wade?
Yes, live music continues. Every Tuesday is the Shindig, Vancouver's annual indie battle of the bands, hosted by Jokes for Beer and Dick Jokes Aplenty, Ben Lai. Thanks again for the CITR VIF passes, by the way, there, buddy.
So this is CITR's Battle of the Bands, annual Battle of the Bands.
Yep, 13 weeks, always takes place from September to December. Three bands battle it out each night, and then the winner of each night will take place in kind of a finals situation, kind of a quarterfinals, semifinals, and then a finals. It all comes to a head in early December. And yeah, so tonight, 9:30, it gets underway at the Railway Club. CJ, who's playing tonight?
So tonight we've got Dream Baby, who is from, let's check it out where he's from. He's from Vancouver, of course. And so is Scramble Debutante and Old Notes, who we do not know much about.
Well, we'll try to find out for you.
Yes. But
especially if they win tonight, then we'll definitely have to find out.
But in the meantime, we loved a track from Scramble Debutante, so here it is for you guys.
Yep, and funny enough, it's called These Are For You. Just for you.
These Are For You. Discord Radio. 101.9.
CITR.